Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll tell you more about a workshop on spiritual abuse being offered this coming Saturday, September 28th from 9 to 2 at Valley Brook Church in downtown Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Spiritual Abuse, a workshop to recognize and rebuild, being offered this Saturday, September 28th from 9 to 2 at Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire. The price is $39 and students are free, in-person or live streaming available. Be Emboldened is the organization headed up by Naomi Wright, who will be the presenter. Be Emboldened is partnering with Valley Brook to provide survivors of spiritual abuse and those who care for them with tools, resources, and supportive environment to aid in their healing and rebuilding journey. Representatives from Be Emboldened will also be available this coming Saturday at Valley Brook to provide information about their services, support networks, and ongoing programs designed for spiritual abuse prevention, healing, and rebuilding. Valley Brook Church Pastor Travis Albrecht says,
"This really is formed, you know, about 10 years ago. There was such a great harm that was done by Valley Brook in the community, and hundreds of people were devastated by it. And over the last 9 years, we've been working to rebuild trust within the church, within other churches, within the community. It was a terrible thing that happened. And our position always has been not to shy away from the sin that occurred and the ugliness of it, but wanting to try to face into it. We know that God gives second chances, and so we've been working by God's grace to rebuild. And while Valley Brook was part of a major problem in the community, you know, over 10 years ago with the abuse that happened, we now wanted to be part of the solution. And we are by no means experts on this or professionals. We've just that's where Be Emboldened comes in. They're coming in to help those who have been hurt. And this is, I think, Valley Brook's way of kind of, you know, acknowledging the sins of our past, but also wanting to offer a solution to those who are not just hurt by Valley Brook, but there's other spiritual abuse occurring in the Chippewa Valley or in other communities, and that this workshop would be a great way to help offer some help with that.
You've likely heard the name Kat Morgan, as she is the executive director of Fierce Freedom, the anti-human trafficking educational organization in the Chippewa Valley. Well, she also serves as a board member, the vice chair, in fact, of Be Emboldened,
which is a ministry that really draws awareness and provides resources for people that are impacted by spiritual abuse. And that can range anywhere from, you know, closed system cult abuse to just a experience within, some kind of maybe a church or in a Bible study, you know, whatever that looks like. So I think that it's really important that we are drawing awareness to the work that Be Emboldened is doing.
Cap Morgan says,
"I know that there's thousands of cults anywhere at any time in the U.S. And for me, I think what drew me to the mission of Be Emboldened was just the fact that, you know, for God to be misrepresented and his heart, and for him to be used as a way to manipulate people to serve a purpose, that just kind of disgusted me. And I think it really does tie into the work I do with Fierce Freedom, which really relates back to psychological coercion and how people are manipulated into labor or other forms of exploitation. So I think that this will be a really fantastic event that we will be offering, partnering with Valley Brook Church."
Naomi Wright is founder and executive director of Be Emboldened. She is the daughter of a pseudo-Christian cult leader. She was raised yet hidden with mainstream culture and public school education where no one knew or the few with a sense of something stayed silent. She didn't know this was the case until she was 28 years old, from which point she's sought after truth with a questioning mind, adamant to never find herself so lost again. Here from their website, beemboldened.com, Naomi Wright shares her own story.
"Growing up, I felt caged. I was oftentimes scared. I grew up living a lot of secrets and needing to maintain those in order to keep my family safe. And so I never felt a sense of being free to be me, whoever that was.
Naomi Wright says there are so many different components to her story.
The direct cult experience, the indirect coping mechanisms of bulimia and drinking and the deaths, losing parents young, a young divorce. I define a cult as an unhealthy group with a religious focus that has an authoritative leader. I was keeping my family safe from mainstream public finding out about our lifestyle and our belief system. I was told that some of it was illegal and also people generally would not understand. I lied about everything. I lied about why we didn't celebrate holidays. I lied about the way I was dressed, the long skirts, the long hair, things like that. My siblings, which was the biggest one, I said that I had one and then a bunch of cousins, but our group was polygamous and I had 16 siblings in total. I lied about my dad traveling for his job when really he was back and forth between different families. Lying all the time made me feel scared and like I just constantly had to be on guard to cover things. I could never just be at peace and at rest. I learned to be really quiet. I learned to be quiet within my home to draw less attention. I was terrified. I was terrified of my dad. I was terrified of his abuse, his abusive nature. I was terrified of not knowing what would set him off and when he would get set off. I was terrified of not having the time with my mom because my dad did not care for us being close to her. He'd say we were spoiled. I also was terrified of not having any sort of protection while he was there. I remember driving on the school bus past the house and seeing that his car was in the driveway, meaning he had come home for a while and I didn't know for how long.
Naomi Wright says truth in her upbringing was whatever her parents said it was.
My dad was similar to a John the Baptist who was heralding Jesus's third and final coming. I believed that Jesus had come a second time already and the world had missed it to a degree, and because of that and the overlap that would occur, I was raised that my parents and their associated generation in this group could not and would not die. Those were the most significant spiritual beliefs. I absolutely believed those things. I was raised in them since I was born. I never knew anything different. I loved my parents and I trusted them even though I was afraid of him. My dad passed away when I was 21 and he was supposed to be immortal. He was not supposed to die, so that was shocking. We rationalized that based on some teachings that he had, so I continued to believe in this faith, but then my mom passed away when I was 25 and she was my world. After my parents died, I finished up my master's degree and then I packed up what fit into my Prius and I left the state and found myself in Colorado. I had to have some space between there and myself. I couldn't see the places that I had been seeing for a while. In retrospect, I have a different outlook, but I knew at that time if I was going to heal and come away from that, I had to get away. Looking back, I would think in my story that my upbringing would be the hardest part, but the transition was actually the hardest part. I was so devastated inside and had so many years of hiding and bottling things up and not feeling things that I couldn't answer the question, "How do you feel?" I could only say what I thought. As I got older and moved on from that a bit, and I did share, no one knew what to do with that information. Truth during this period of my life was whatever I felt. It was my emotion. I sought out Reiki and mediums and those sorts of more new age practices to try to connect with them and get guidance. Trusting myself has come a long way. That was one of the biggest problems, potentially the core issue in the transition that I made out of the cult. I was so used to being told and just agreeing and going along with it, whether I believed it or not. I didn't even think to consider if I believed it or not. I just had to do it. And so when I transitioned out, I had to learn how to trust myself and have that confidence in my research and in the investigating that I was doing. And now I don't have to be afraid because I can trust myself. These groups are common. I am running into and meeting way too many people who have overlaps in their stories. And it absolutely wrecks me that so many people are going through this and don't necessarily have a voice, especially coming out of their secrecy, to reach out and find the help and support that they need. For someone who is in this situation and they are seeking, they're seeking healing, they're seeking what truth is, I would encourage them not to give up, because I'm the one who has made it to the other side, and it's beautiful over here and it's so worth it. And it gets way worse for a little while, but then it gets way better, and it's genuinely better all the way through, all the way to my core. I'm not having to fake it and cover up anymore. I genuinely have a good life. I miss my parents. I miss my mom. I wish she were here to play cards with her grandson. She would love him so much. But I'm also relieved that they're gone, because I've gotten a new life because of that. And I get to give my son a different life because of that. There's so many different parts to my story. There's so many different experiences that I've had. And for anyone who resonates with even a piece of that, I want them to know that there's hope, that their life can be different, that they can heal.
Naomi Wright, the founder and executive director of Be Emboldened, who will be the lead presenter at the Spiritual Abuse Workshop, helping people to recognize and rebuild, this Saturday, 9-2 at Valley Brook Church in downtown Eau Claire. Cap Morgan, the executive director of Fierce Freedom and board member and vice chair of Be Emboldened, says she's known Naomi Wright for a few years.
We were just kind of having this conversation of, you know, how can we continue to be, you know, in the work, helping to partner with parachurch and church organizations that maybe have had members with this experience, which is so unfortunate, but unfortunately it is so common. I think it's more common than we like to think. And so, I think that what can be really harmful for a survivor of any kind of trauma is when there is a culture around it that refuses to acknowledge it and brushes it under the rug. And so what I love about Be Emboldened is that it is in the name. It's let's be emboldened to step into some hard conversations and for survivors to step into those, some healing for themselves. Huh. So that's really why I got involved as the vice chair on the board. And yeah, we had that conversation too of, where can we be spreading this message and helping partner with other church, parachurch organizations? And, you know, because of the history of Valley Brook, I'm a local to this area. I believe that there are lots of churches that have histories that are less than savory. And because we're human beings, because we're all fallen, we're all falling short of the glory of God. And so it's only natural that we are going to make mistakes. But I think that in the case of what Valley Brook kind of had in their past, I knew because I had talked to some people that had been members, and they still were dealing with some of the things that had gone on. And I really didn't know much about the history, actually, but I knew a little bit. And then, you know, I approached Travis, who was the lead pastor there, and just kind of asked him. And we kind of started that whole thing, that whole dialogue. And I really felt like God did open the door for this to be an opportunity, really, for rather than a church to be causing, you know, harm, to be a place where people that have survived it from different settings, not just church, but at any setting, any like a cult or anything, to find healing and to not be silent on the issue, but to actually provide a space where people can, to acknowledge the hurt and the harm that was done, so that there really can be healing, true restoration, and rebuilding after that.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? The late, great Henry Nouwen, among his many books, was Wounded Healer. And if we as individuals want to be wounded healers and help heal in the areas or ways that we have been wounded or wounded others, why not on a larger basis, a church becoming a wounded healer? Again, Valley Brook Church lead pastor Travis Albrecht on this Saturday's workshop on spiritual abuse, helping people to recognize and rebuild.
Yeah, it's $39 per person. College students are free, but if $39 is difficult for some, and we acknowledge, you know, when it comes to spiritual abuse, finding trust in church or a group that's wanting to offer help, you know, like being Bolden, we know that could be a barrier. So we don't want that to be a barrier. So if you need help with that, you just, you know, let us know, and we'll find a way to make that happen for you to come. We want to see health in the community. We want to see health in churches, the Chippewa Valley. And we think that this would be a great way to help.
Spiritual Abuse, a workshop to recognize and rebuild, this Saturday, 9 to 2 at Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire. You can experience it in person or streamed, and again, $39 recommended, but free to college students. You can purchase your tickets at Valley Brook Church or at beemboldened.com. The $39 includes a fill your own support toolkit and lunch. Thanks again to Valley Brook Church Pastor Travis Albrecht and Kat Morgan, the Executive Director of Fierce Freedom and Board Member and Vice Chair of Be Emboldened, and Be Emboldened's Founder and Executive Director Naomi Wright, who we heard from on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.